I've got Eli Braden on the phone. Eli, how's it going?
It's going great, Ethan. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure.
It's been like 6 months or more since I had you on.
I know. We had a great conversation last time we talked.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the first I'd heard about you, and I've just been listening to your CD all the time ever since.
That's great. Thanks.
And now with these new songs, I can listen to them, and you've got songs on the Stern Show almost every show.
Yeah, I started sending in parody songs. You know, the music that I released myself is all original stuff, original comedy
right.
music. I started doing parody songs, which is kind of a big part of the Howard Stern Show and has been for a long time, as I'm sure anybody who listens like you knows.
Yeah.
And they've been, like, for the last 3 months, I think it's been, they've been playing a ton of them. It's just been amazing. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to do them. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I have been for years. So, you know, to be, like, a little part of it is really cool. You know, to hear Howard Stern singing my praises on the air
right.
is like, wow, that's awesome, you know?
You know, I didn't realize it was you at first, but, like, I was hearing him, like, wow, these are, like, better than normal. And I'm like, that guy kind of sounds like Eli. And then I think I saw, like, a Facebook post of yours that said,
oh, really?
You're doing
wow,
it. Yeah.
You heard it, and you were, wow, that's really cool. That's great.
Yeah. So, you know, you've got the website with all of them on there. So he
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't sell them, I mean, because
right.
it's copyrighted material, you know. And,
right.
I'm always happy to share my stuff anyway with anybody who wants to listen. So I just figured this site SoundCloud is amazing. You can just post a bunch of stuff on there and people can download it or they can stream it. You know, you kind of set the parameters yourself.
Right.
So I set up a page at soundcloud.com/Eli Braden Stern Songs. And as soon as I record them, as soon as I send them into the show, I just post them on there. And anybody who wants to just check them out or download them or whatever, it's all free. And, you know, there's about 45 or so up there now.
Wow.
I'm not sure, but
Are they all about Robin?
You know what? There's most of them are about Robin Quivers. There's a few about Gary, Baba Booey. There's
okay.
a couple about Ronnie, the limo driver as well. When I first started listening to the show, it was kind of the heyday of piling on Baba Booey, and the
okay.
songs from that period were just amazing. You know, just because you can really change the lyrics to almost any song into Baba Booey and just say it over and over again. And there was just so many great parody songs in those days. But I kind of feel like the show at this point, Baba Booey, Gary has sort of, you know, made it through the
right.
His hazing period. And like, he's kind of off limits to, you know, Howard doesn't really write in the way he used to.
Right.
Which he's earned that. He's earned that for sure. You know,
now a couple of years ago, they did like a Bex contest for the best Gary parody song. Did you enter that?
You know, I didn't. I didn't have the show for a couple of years. My Sirius machine broke, and my Sirius machine. Look at me, out of my 80. My receiver. I had Sirius from the minute Howard switched to Sirius, but about a year or so in, my receiver broke, and I ended up having. I have two kids, and I had two kids like really close together, and I kind of just never got around to, you know, renewing
yeah.
it and getting a new one. And I got to start again the show again like about last October, I think. And man, it's so good. It's as good as it's ever
is.
Been. I just love the show. And plus now, I mean, I think Sirius has really stepped up their game too. I mean, they have the smartphone app,
yeah.
which is just amazing.
It really
you can
is.
Just listen
yeah.
on your phone, and it just makes it so much easier. And I'm not getting paid anything. I would highly recommend anybody who ever enjoyed the Howard Stern Show when it was on terrestrial radio. If you haven't subscribed to Sirius, the show's just fantastic. And they run repeats all day of older shows.
And that's
great, too.
And that's the best part. It's like, you know, I'm not up at 6 o'clock to listen to the show.
Mm-mm.
And it's just, it's great that I can just anytime, any day, I can just turn on Sirius and I can listen to Stern. Even if it's a repeat, I'd rather listen to that than something else.
And I even find myself, like, I will listen to the show, parts of the show I've already listened to, rather than listen to anything else. I mean, because I'm making music most of the day, and like sometimes, like after playing music all day or recording music all day, I just can't listen to any more music. I have to like listen to
yeah
something, you know, something, somebody talking, and it's like no, there's nobody I'd rather listen to talk than Howard.
So now, how do you get the songs on the show? Who do you send them to?
You know, I just send it to there's like a generic address that's on that's on the website and everything. It's just I think it's just. Stern Show at HowardStern.com. I just started sending it to them, and that's when they started playing it. Subsequently, they've given Richard and Sal, who are like two of the main writers on the show, I have their addresses, but, you know, I don't want to get that out because that's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I was trying to make a joke about I have privileged information, but, you know. No, but seriously, though, the first several songs that I sent it, I just sent it to that generic address, and they played them. So I think if anybody wants to send anything in, you know, you probably
that's,
don't want to try
to
compete
it.
With me, but you can just send it to that, yeah.
Now, have you done any song parodies that have already been parodied by one of the other artists?
You know, I think I have. I mean, I know one case that I have. Because I did like almost the exact same parody, which
oh, wow.
was really awkward.
Yeah.
With Little Mikey, who's like the main, you know, the main guy, the main
yeah.
song parody guy on the show, and has been for a while. And he's a great guy. He's been really cool to me. But it was so weirdly coincidental. It was If You Don't Know Me By Now, that old soul song from the '70s. And I did Robin, Please Blow Me Right Now, and it turned out that Mikey had done the exact same.
Oh,
chorus.
Wow.
Like his lyrics were different, but it was the
yeah.
exact same chorus. I felt terrible. And I guess I did one that guy Syke, who's another guy who sends in a lot of songs. I guess I did the same song as him once too, but I didn't know it, you know.
Yeah.
I'd never heard it or whatever. But
yeah, with so much of your original content, you know, you're not stealing from these guys, you know? It's obvious.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just a
I mean
coincidence.
It is a coincidence. I mean, there's only so many you try to go for popular songs, and so
right.
you have, you know, a limited pool. But that was really weird, though, when I had the exact same lyrics as Little Mikey for that song.
Yeah.
I was like, man, did I hear it? And it just seeped into my head or something. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, but he was totally cool about it.
So did they play one this week?
You know, I think I only got one play this week, which is sort of been my my low point. They've been playing
really?
You know, like, almost every day. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure, because I go to, there's a great website called marksfriggin.com that kind of has a show synopsis.
Oh,
and
cool.
I always, even if I don't get to listen to a whole show a day, I'll check it, because it's very detailed, like, Howard played a song by Little Mikey, you know. I checked it out. I think I only got one play this week. So I'm actually, Richard Sauer coming to L.A. where I live. They're doing a show here Saturday night, and I'm going to it. So I'm going to have to have a word with them about what's up with EB getting getting put on the back burner.
Well, do they only play your songs, like, you know, the same week you send them in, or do they hold on to them and play them eventually? Like,
I've been pretty fortunate that most of my songs, they've played them, if not within a day or two, or maybe two or three days of getting them. There's a few that, like, that they never played, and then like maybe a week later or 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, they're going to play that one now. You know, I sent in a lot. I had a lot of time on my hands, like, last month, so I just did a ton of them. You know, because I was inspired. I was like, wow, I'm getting
yeah.
my songs played on there. I'm just going to, I was really having fun with it. And I sent in a bunch, and, you know, Howard did a few things. He's actually done this pretty regularly, where he'll play, like, three of them in a row and kind of give me a big shout-out on the air. You know, say, hey, this guy, Eli Braden, sent in a bunch of songs, and they're really cool. Let's listen to some of them. But,
cool.
I don't know. It's been very great. I'm totally psyched about it.
So,
excuse me.
I guess I'm curious, do you have, like, a stockpile of them, and you just, like, send them one at a time, or?
Yeah, you know, I pretty much send them in as I finish them, and, I mean, I always have ideas going. I just have a little, you know, notepad app on my iPhone that whenever I think of an idea, I put it down, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I try to come up with something that's a little more clever, because it's really easy just to make anything rhyme with boobs, because a lot of the songs are about Robin's boobs, you know?
Right.
But I don't know. I'm always trying to come up with something a little off the beaten path, something a little bit more clever, something a little bit, you know, just might, even if it's a song choice, like coming up with a really crazy song choice. Like, I did one too, A Day in the Life by the Beatles, which I thought was a pretty crazy song to write, you know, to do a parody song of about wanting to have sex with Robin Quivers.
Right.
That's one of my favorites, actually, that I've done. But yeah.
Do you actually have a thing for Robin?
Well, I mean, I think she's very attractive. You know, I'm a huge fan of hers too. I mean, I think she's very cool. I have mad respect for a woman like her who's, you know, put up with so much. You know, I mean, just to be
right.
in that environment
yeah.
for so many years and to, I don't know, she's very confident, and she's very much her own person. I really respect her a lot and think she's very funny and talented. I know a lot of, like, Stern Show diehards, if you read, like, message boards, like, there's a lot of hate for her, like, fuck, I'm sorry, F Robin, you know, and I don't know. I've always thought she was just very smart and had a great take, and, you know, there's a reason why she's basically, you know, second only to Howard on that show, you know?
Right, right. So now, why haven't they brought you in yet?
You know, they've talked about it. I mean, they're in New York and I'm in L.A., so it's a little bit awkward. I'm planning a trip to New York in the late summer, and I'm going to definitely let them know. I'd love to come in if they want to do something.
That'd be really cool.
I'd be very psyched to do that. And, you know, your buddy Shuley, who works on the show, interviewed me once.
Oh, yeah?
Howard 100 News. Yeah. Did you not know that? Did we not talk about that?
Was that after I interviewed him?
That was after you interviewed him, yes.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Because I was
gonna, okay.
I don't. Maybe I suggested to him. I was going to tell him that he should interview you. So maybe he just, you know, caught on. And
well, there was a day when Howard was giving me mad props, and then he called me like an hour later and was like, hey, let's interview you. So don't be trying to take credit for it, Ethan. Come
okay.
on.
Well, I was featured on the Stern channels before you were. Because I was interviewed on Stern 100 News in December of 2010.
That's right. You told me about that. That's
right.
Very impressive.
So
I know you have you're a big fan, and I think you have some intentions of maybe doing something with them in the future.
Yeah, I tried to do an internship with them this summer, but I just never heard back. I'm assuming that they probably just get thousands of resumes and they can't respond to every person or even look at everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Hope maybe next year.
I would like to have you in there because it seems like everybody who interns on that show has just the most annoying New York accent.
Plus, I have experience in radio, so I know
exactly
what I'm doing.
Yeah, you have your own show. Come on.
Yeah, I'm interviewing Eli Braden.
You lucky devil.
So let's hear, I want to hear about these new songs. I played the Kardashian one and the eating what you have intercourse with one.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to, and I've already started, I'm releasing a new song on iTunes on the 5th of every month.
Okay.
And the 5th is kind of an arbitrary date. I just picked that date 'cause that was the first date that I released one on. And I just want to keep getting new music out there and not worry about, you know, having an album or whatever, like, oh, I got to do 10 songs and have an album. And I'm sorry, I'm here with my kids.
That's all right.
I flaked on you 2 weeks in a row. We've had scheduled me calling in, and I was like, I'm not going to let that happen again. Even though I'm here alone with my kids, I'm going to call in. So I keep feeding them ice cream so they'll shut up.
How old are your kids?
2 and 4.
Oh, okay. So they're pretty young.
Yeah, my wife's in New York. She's on her way back tonight, but
was
I got them alone.
Was she on the Stern Show?
What's that?
Was she on the Stern Show?
Yeah, that's where she went.
Is she Tatum O'Neal?
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that. Oh, their father, their grandpa, what a jerk, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to release a new song on the 5th of every month on iTunes, and I'm trying to do videos for all of them. I'm going to try to just do videos for every single one of them because it's just, you know, I love doing comedy music. I think it's a really fun thing. And it's a huge, I love it. I mean, I love Tenacious D. I love Weird Al. I love, those are the two pinnacles for me.
Yeah.
But I think when you're doing comedy music, you kind of have to do videos because that's the way to, the way to kind of reach people. You know, like the Lonely Island is kind of a good template. Their songs are great, but it's like when they do the video, then it's like, oh, now it's a perfect package, you know?
Right.
So I have a video, I'm doing a video for that song you played earlier, I Eat What I F, which I'll hopefully have up on the internet by the 4th of July, because it's kind of a patriotic song,
right?
Not really, but, and then I have a new video that's coming out probably in about a week called I Want to Be a Kardashian, which is really, really crazy.
Did you get any Kardashians in it?
The only Kardashian in it is Cuckoo Kardashian, which is a new character I created.
Oh, okay.
And she's pretty disgusting. If you think Chloe's bad, wait till you see Cuckoo. But basically, the premise of the video is I play a homeless guy who peers through a window and sees Keeping Up with the Kardashians playing on TV, and just for some reason becomes obsessed with them and wants to become a Kardashian. So I go buy some heroin from the fantastic actor Seth Morris. I don't know if you know who he is.
Sounds familiar.
He's been in a ton of stuff. You would know him if you IMDb'd him. But anyway, he plays the drug dealer, and he gives me some heroin, and I go shoot the heroin, and then the video is basically this fantasy of me dressed in drag, you know, being a, living the life of a Kardashian, and it's which includes, you know, making sweet love to a black guy.
Yeah, that was my favorite line.
Well, wait till you see the video, my friend.
I am so excited.
I should say that, I mean, I'm a little on the portly side, to say the least, so it's pretty gross. The whole thing is pretty gross. But I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a really funny video. It should be up in about a week. Like I said, we got a rough cut now, and it's looking great. It's looking really silly.
Cool. So now, I guess just back to the Robin question, I was just thinking about this. Now, do you perform all the music, or are you grabbing, like, instrumentals and stuff?
To tell you the honest truth, I use karaoke tracks.
Yeah?
Because, I mean, I've been a musician my whole life. I mean, I could spend all the time to make the recordings myself, but I can just go on iTunes and get a karaoke track that's right. Perfect, you know, for 99 cents.
Yeah.
And, I can whip these Robin songs out. Usually I'll have them all written beforehand, if not in my head. Than on paper, I can whip it out in like a half an hour, you know?
Wow.
Which makes it really easy for me to do one a day if I'm cranking, you know?
So. Now, what about parodying like a Weird Al song for it? Like as a tribute?
Parodying a Weird Al? Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to parody a parody, right? I mean,
well, half the songs
are originals. I could parody one of his original songs. Yeah. I could do like Mr. Popeil or... that might be going a little too to the looking glass for the for the masses. I would be very open to that, though.
That'd be cool.
So this is Weird Al month on Alternative to Sleeping, huh?
Yes, it's Alternative to Sleeping.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Weird Al. In 3D was actually the first album I ever bought.
Oh, really?
First tape I ever bought.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been a huge fan since then, obviously. And when I first moved to L.A., my wife, you know, got a recommendation of a OBGYN in Beverly Hills, and we went in, and it was like, wow, we're in Beverly Hills, this is cool. And we were looking at the wall full of Christmas cards from the doctor's patients, and I saw Weird Al's family on the wall.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, our babies are delivered by the same doctor who delivered Weird Al's babies. And subsequently, Weird Al started following me on Twitter at some point. I don't even know why. I guess because I'm awesome. That'd be my guess. I never direct messaged him, though, because I was like, when somebody follows you on Twitter, as you know, if you're on Twitter, you know, you can DM them, you can direct message them, and which you can't do if somebody doesn't follow you. I never did it because...
I'm all messy.
You are all messy. My son is covered in chocolate. He looks like he's auditioning to be in a Kardashian video. I never direct messaged Al, though, because I was like, I want to give him his respect. But he did. He retweeted a couple of my tweets, and I was like, yes, Weird Al's retweeting me. And then, you know, he's really not on Twitter that much. He maybe tweets twice a day, once a day. But he, at one point, you know, follow Friday'd me. He recommended to his 2 million followers that they follow me because I was really funny. So at that point, I wrote to him, and I'm like, dude, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan. I've been a huge fan for years. N3D was the first album I ever bought. And he wrote back, and he was super complimentary. He's like, I think you're one of the funniest people on Twitter. So I, of course, you know, took a picture of that direct message, and that's the wallpaper on my phone. That quote's on my website.
Wow.
Even though I didn't ask him permission. you know, it was very cool for me.
That is really cool.
It's a validation, Ethan. It's a validation.
That's right. I haven't done too much performing, but I opened for Brian Posehn last month, and
nice.
And he said he liked my set, and that was amazing to me, that just having someone I admire so much say that.
Yeah, I mean, especially in comedy, it's like to get, you know, because if somebody who you think is funny thinks what you do is funny, it makes you feel like you're on the right path, you know?
Right. Now, you know, besides Weird Al, have you had more of that kind of experience from people that you've admired?
In the comedy world?
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody specifically.
So, like, no one that you were, like, a big fan of as a kid, and then you, like, ended up performing with them, or...
I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's been a couple. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody. No, I can't. I mean, Weird Al's by far the biggest.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I opened up for Tenacious D...
Daddy!
that will be.
I get my new shirt.
I love your new shirt. Your new shirt is a Big Bird book. Somebody tie in the ice cream, Ethan.
Do you need to get going?
You know, I probably will in a couple minutes. But.
Okay. Let me look at my questions. I'm sure I've got another.
Yeah.
Let me just knock it down on the ground.
I want you to knock that down on the ground so much.
Oh, I had an idea. As you know, I'm a good friend of Jeff the Drunk. We talk quite a bit. I thought, wouldn't it be a cool rap song to have a rap song of Jeff reading his tweets or just saying stuff? I feel like he'd be a great rapper.
I do, yeah. I mean, and you could just take him, you could record him talking and just put it to music, you know?
Right, or even like, you know, do that special thing. I can't remember what it's called. The like electronic thing that makes the voice sound like it's
singing. Auto-tune.
Yeah, auto-tune him. That would be really funny.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. I think Jeff's hilarious, you know?
He really is.
I'm on the phone right now. Can you go inside? Can you go inside for a few more minutes? And I got a treat for you. Let me give you some more sugar. I think Jeff's genuinely funny, too. Like, he really is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the quote-unquote whack packers are, like, just freaks who aren't aware of their why they're so funny. I think Jeff's actually a really funny guy, and especially once he gets going. I miss Artie Lang being on the Stern Show.
Doing the Jeff impression?
Yeah, and I mean, their interactions are great. Just the other day, they played Jeff's duet with Willie Nelson on You Were Always On My Mind. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It came to my eye.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, and knowing him personally, he's, you know, he's very much the same.
I can only imagine. He's a character.
Yeah,
he's a one of a kind.
He really is. Well, Eli, you know, the new songs are great. I can't wait. Do you have a title for the next month's song?
The next song I'm going to record, you know, it's funny. Even though it's going to come out on the 5th of July, I haven't even recorded it yet. But I work fast. So I think I'm going to do one. I have a new song called I'm in Shape, which... The idea is it's kind of like an early 90s techno song, and it's I guess the humor lies in the fact that I'm not in shape at all, and in the video I will probably be showing off my bod and acting very delusional about how attractive and sexy I think I am.
The song be make sense without the video though?
It will, yeah. Okay. I mean, I always strive for that. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't want to just do the songs with the intention of like, oh, this will be funny in the video. It's like, I want the song to stand on its own.
Right.
That always has to be the case. But no, the song's pretty good already. I've got a really good demo of it. I just haven't recorded. I have to go into the studio with my producer and actually lay it down. But no, it's a great song. It's very funny. I'm psyched about it.
So for like the Robin stuff, do you do that like on GarageBand and then?
I do that in GarageBand at my house. Yeah, just to
okay. So then the actual stuff you release, that's in a studio.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I mean the stuff I do for the Stern Show it can be a little lo-fi. You know, it doesn't have to be super well recorded.
Yeah, and they only play like 20 seconds. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Eli, it was really great having you on. I definitely want to have you on more often.
Ethan, I'll come on anytime. I'd love to talk. If there's one thing I'd love to do, it's talk about myself. Because I'm a typical self-centered comedian.
Well, you know, as these new songs come out, I will play them the week they come out.
Thanks, man. I'll send stuff to you as soon as I finish it.
All right. Yeah, we could even do, you know, like a 5-minute interview or something just to get the word out.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right.
And yeah, my album... All my stuff's on iTunes. My album is called The New King of Music-Based Comedy. That's like my first comedy music album, and it's great. I really love it. I'm sure you. I think that's the first thing you heard of mine.
Yeah,
and,
I absolutely love
totally
it.
Recommend that as well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's got really great re-listen value. You just catch new things in the songs each time. And
well, thanks. I mean, you know, I come from like the world of, you know, real music, and okay. So I always try to like make the music good and listenable as well as, you know, the comedic aspect. So
right.
Thank you. I appreciate you recognizing.
Well, I'm going to play you out with, I just sprayed Jay on Robin's cans. So
great. Thank you.
Eli, thank you so much for calling in. We'll check out your website, elibraden.com, at Eli Braden on Twitter. And you are like one of the funniest people on Twitter. I'm just gonna agree with Al there.
I really do. And props to have you ever had Rob Delaney on the show?
No.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Rob Delaney gave me a follow Friday or whatever today. He like basically recommended his followers follow me. I got 1,000 new followers today thanks to that.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That
is insane.
1,000
new followers. He's got power, man. He's a power broker.
I have to try and get him on the show.
Well, I would say also follow him if you don't follow him, because I think he's the funniest person on Twitter.
All
right. He's even funnier than me. Rob Delaney. Yeah.
I'm sure I follow him. I'm just never on Twitter. All right, Eli, thank you so much. We're going to play this Robin song.
Thanks, Ethan.
All right. Peace. Take care. Say hi to your kids.
Later. I will.
Bye.
I just sprayed jizz on Robin's cans. Jesus Christ, I dropped a giant load. She made my cock explode. She's down on her knees. I jizzed on Robin's cans. I dripped cream on her melons, and it felt great to masturbate and ejaculate.